from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ron is out. Brandon Scott, B. Skeezy is in. And need to do a little housekeeping here real quick. Nick Caserio will be on Payne and Pendergast tomorrow morning at 7:30. Put that in your calendar. Set an alarm. Those two guys have a tremendous amount of rapport with Nick Caserio. It's a great conversation. It's a great listen. 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. It is game week, y'all. And we got the general manager, Nick Caserio, on these airwaves the week Tuesday before the first game. That's big time. That's must listen. Get that Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that app. Carry it with you. That way you don't miss stuff like Nick Caserio joining Payne and Pendergast. Also, the drive. B. Scott, the drive. We are live on location. B. Scott has got a schedule posted up for us. But I want to update you on this. People always ask, when are y'all getting back out doing live broadcasts again? Where are you going to be? What side of town are you going to be on? Well, here it is. Thursday, this week, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. It's the Park Row location. And then Football Friday, we are at East River 9 on the east side. So come through, hang out, come see us, have a few drinks. Let's get right for this Texans-Indianapolis Colts game. And coming up here in the next segment, actually, I'll have D'Amico Rines. D'Amico Rines, it's game week, so Monday of game week, the head coach speaks to the media. D'Amico Rines spoke a little bit earlier, and when a head coach speaks, and you're as good as D'Amico Rines is, hey, I'm just going to let you hear it in full, man. I'm going to get the hell out of the way and let you hear it in full. D'Amico Rines, game week is must hear audio. So we'll do that next on right here on Sports Radio 610. So hang in there with that. But for right now, the Reaction Monday this week consists of college football.
Man, and it was a good one.
It was a good one, y'all. I don't know that I've had a bad one, to be honest with you, but I know my Razorbacks have, but I haven't necessarily had a bad one. But can I start with tipping my cap to the College Game Day crew?
Oh, it's excellent.
Hey, look, I think they've got to trim some fat. I think they've got to trim some fat. But the addition of Nick Saban this year is absolutely tremendous. Getting Pat McAfee back in the fold again and making sure that happens, because I know at one point I'm not sure that they were going to make that happen and that they had a deal worked out. But it clearly is happening. There's too many people on the set. I would trim some fat. But overall, to me, it's as entertaining for me personally as College Game Day has ever been.
So I even said this on Saturday. Like, it was just immediately noticeable to me that Nick Saban brings a certain level of cachet and gravitas to a show that honestly didn't need it.
Right.
Like that show already, without Nick Saban, is already excellent. Without him, you bring him to it, yep. And the fact that Nick Saban comes in, I think it helps that he's not just in a guest role or hanging out because Alabama lost or something to that effect. It's that he's actually removed from the game, and now that this is actually his job, I think it lightens him up a little bit, and makes him a little bit more of a character instead of just like a figure. Hey, we got this figurehead up here in Nick Saban. No, we understand who he is and what he is. But on top of that, he gets to be a part of the show. One of the guys. It does something for me having Nick Saban be in the mix there on top of the Pat McAfee character. I agree with you on the trim some fat. I'm interested in what fat you would actually trim. I feel like some of it is obvious, but man, maybe it's overly produced and some shows, really good ones, have to deal with that. Like, oh man, we got so much going on. We're overproducing this thing. But the quality of it to me is still excellent. Excellent. And it's added to it with Nick Saban's presence.
Yeah. I've said this before, B. Scott. I don't need to see Corso up there anymore. And I know he wasn't up there the whole time. I understand the dynamic behind Lee Corso, but it's blatantly obvious. Herb Street is like protecting and defending and not defending is not the right word, but just like propping up and making sure that he doesn't get too out of pocket. It's just too much.
It's a bit now.
And when he's up there, there's six people up there. Just like, no, man, I could do without that.
It would be one thing, Clint, though, if it was actually funnier, or if what they were doing with
it's
the bit.
It's actually sad.
Yeah, it's always cringy.
Yes.
Because you know, Corso, he's up in age now, and something, everything ain't right there. It's very clear everything is not all together. It's not just a bit, but it seems like they're playing it up as a bit. Like his... I don't want to call him senile, but whatever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whatever it is that he is, they're playing that up. And it's like, ooh, this is a little cringy. It would help if it was actually funny, and it ain't.
Yeah, a couple of the in-state games that were played this week, I thought were fascinating, man. The Texas Longhorns obviously beat the Colorado State. They beat them 52-0 convincingly, right? And I watched a lot of the game. I thought Quinn Ewers started a little bit sloppy, a little bit. Yeah, I was unimpressed, if you will.
Agreed.
But got it together. You know, they handle their business. But the interesting thing about the Longhorn game, I think they've replaced the wide receivers. I don't know how good they all are, but I think they've replaced it to where Sarkisian in this system, they've got answers.
Great.
Against Colorado State, you're not going to find anything out about your defensive tackles if you're able to replace the first and second round defensive tackle that you lost last year. I don't know what that looks like. The interesting thing to me about the Longhorns is you flip the TV on Sunday, and from a highlight perspective, honest to God, I watched one show. They started the conversation about the Longhorns when the score was 38-0 just to get Manning highlights.
Yeah.
Literally, the first highlight they showed was a Manning highlight, and the score was 38-0. The next time it rolled around, they started the highlight at 31-0, talked a little bit about Quinn Ewers, and then went right into Manning and what he did. And I don't think Manning is ready to play. I personally don't. I don't think it's even a conversation. I know why the media says it is, but to me, it's not even a conversation. Ewers is a guy 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, he's definitely not better than Quinn.
But damn, they're driving this thing to I mean, Ewers has to sit there and watch that game and watch him highlights and go, well, damn, I did play. I mean, we scored 31 points when I was in the damn game.
Well, so this is today's media, you know, I don't know if I'm railing against it as much as I'm just acknowledging the reality of it, but you know what I do, Clint. I traffic in the web space.
Right.
Where you have to do that delicate balance of saying what needs to be said or putting out there what needs to be put out there, right, but also feeding the beast, if you will, the headlines, you know, trying to find that delicate balance. And the fact of the matter is, Quinn Ewers can be better than Arch Manning all he wants to be. Ewers versus Manning, the names.
You know what you're going to win.
What's going to get the views? What's going to get the clicks? Like, sure, just make clicks synonymous with whatever word you're trying to use. But views, clicks, sessions, impressions, interactions, viral, whatever it is you're searching,
yeah,
the name Manning is going to get you that before the name Ewers is. And that's going to be the case whether Manning is ready to play, whether he's good, whether he's terrible. It's just the nature of his name. Same thing with LeBron James' son.
Yeah.
We shouldn't – Summer League, I know it's a different sport, but they shouldn't be showing Bronny James highlights. But it's the man name is LeBron James.
Yeah, they're finding a way.
So it's just – it's kind of the – a little bit of the awkwardness of media having to – kind of force feed some things that aren't necessarily as important, but what people care about and what's important are not always the same thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. Texas A&M obviously lost to Notre Dame in a heartbreaker late, but I don't know. With Elko being his first year, I think it was a missed opportunity to gain some pretty serious momentum there. And I don't think this game, you can, everything that all your dreams and hopes and goals are still alive moving forward. That loss is not going to hurt you. I think Notre Dame is a really, really good football team. They're going to continue to win a lot of games. The one thing that interests me on the A&M game, I'm high on Connor Wegman.
I was wondering what you say about this.
And it was not good. And I can't tell if it's the receivers, like there's a receiver problem where they can't separate, or if it's a quarterback problem and he's missing things and he's not finding the open guy and he's not. I can't tell. But damn, I thought this offense just with his presence was going to be significantly better. And boy, I was wrong. Now there's also a dynamic there where Notre Dame's defense is obviously really good as well, being a first game out. We'll see how it all goes. But boy, that was not a good start for Elko. It was not a good start for Wegman.
First half was a massive letdown. I thought that Wegman was a disaster. I was expecting him, at least in the first half, he was. I was expecting him to be a lot better. I also thought that Texas A&M defense would be a lot better. Now they're not bad. I think that the offense put them in some bad positions. But they allowed Notre Dame to run the ball all over them toward the end there. Now, maybe they were gassed, but I'm very curious to see what that looks like in SEC play going forward this year.
Yeah, I gotta get down and watch the games a little bit tighter. But boy, that was I was really banking on Wegman with my A&M Cinderella pick this year with that terrible schedule they got, that soft SEC schedule they got anyway.
Yeah.
All right, it's game week. We got the Texans, the Colts. Sunday at noon, D'Amico Ryans met with the media a little earlier today, and we're going to give the floor to the head coach, man. It's that time of year. D'Amico Ryans in full. That's next right here on Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.